Just heard was Uncanny Valley by Loving, which is a great calm song to bring us into the unsettling, scary, and one might say spooky theme that we have for you guys today. But who even are we? Who are we?
Who are you?
Well, I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
And you're listening to Hot Topics, Hotter People. Here we, if you're new, you know, if you're new, which is kind of weird if you were.
If you're new to listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio,
then you wouldn't know what this show is about. And this show is about us being really, really hot and attractive.
Yeah, just casual.
Yeah, something casual, just about how fabulous we are, how fabulous we look. And the topics that we talk about are certainly fabulous, such as Uncanny Valley.
Is this fabulous?
I only learned
though?
What Uncanny Valley was. It can be. I only learned what it was today. How about you explain it for our people?
For those who don't know, Uncanny Valley is like this concept where like, when we perceive things, we have like a certain level of like humanness, which like creates like a positive sentiment to that. So like when you see a human, you feel a certain affinity towards that person because like they're a human. But like if you see like a chair, you know it's not a human.
Exactly.
And then like in the like spectrum between those two, there's like animals, things that like kind of look more lifelike, and like the closer you get to human, the more like positive you feel, except for like right before where like the object is not human but looks like it could be, and it's like
dog with a human face. Dog with a human face.
Totally dog with a human face. Oh my god, my friend Perry has this dog named Max. Genuinely, he's plotting something. I know for sure. He's so freaky looking in like a really great way. Love him. But like, that is so Uncanny Valley to me because he is just like, he's literally a man in a dog's body.
Something that's Uncanny Valley to me is ugly people, because they're definitely people. Like, I'm not going to take away the peopleness of people who just happen to be ugly, but like, honestly, sometimes it's just hard for me to grasp how do you look like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never experienced being ugly, so I don't really know what that's like, and neither would you, but I guess it's something to ruminate on. I wish we had a guest today because...
Totally.
I mean, I actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think we would let anyone who's ugly onto our show.
I mean, like, if you're involved, like, if you're listening to the show, you're hot, and, like, as much as... Like, maybe not as much as us, but, like, you're definitely hot, and, like... If we were to have, like, an ugly person on here, like, they just wouldn't be ugly. It would be a hot person. Like, that's just never going to happen. I don't know. To me, like, ugly people are, like, human. Like, y'all are people, too. So maybe it's not Uncanny Valley. But, like, I just, like, don't know about that. Like,
there's something uncanny about it.
It's just not real.
The same kind of unsettling that Uncanny Valley brings is what, like, ugly people bring to me.
Yeah. It's just not part of our world.
Mm-hmm. It's really not. And we're all natural about it. But some people, clavicular.
Oh, my God.
He is really Uncanny Valley because all the stuff he's doing to his face is almost making him not
a person
anymore.
What is he doing to his face?
He's like... I heard that he injects his jaw with stuff that makes it bigger to appear a different way. And that kind of really fits with the next song that I have, which is a super Uncanny Valley type of theme, but also just this song, the artist who made this song, Melanie Martinez.
Okay, yeah.
She was in her alien era, and I feel like that's kind of Uncanny Valley because she wasn't a person for a period of time. Like, she completely changed her appearance to look inhuman, but we all knew she was human, and so none of us really knew how to react about it. And she's such a social science experiment to me.
Definitely. I think when I brought this theme up to Henry, I was like...
Me.
Yeah, I was like, like Uncanny Valley, and then I explained it, and then you were like, Melanie Martinez was your first thought, and I was like thinking of my experiences with Melanie Martinez, because they're not extensive, like I don't have a ton.
I have a ton.
But, and I bet, like honestly, every person that like was into Melanie Martinez when they were younger really makes you know they were into Melanie Martinez when they were younger because like I sort of got the same reaction that you had would happen to like some of my other friends who had the same experiences when they were younger. It was not clocking to me that she was standing on business. And
I still like her Crybaby album.
I don't think it's bad. I just never connected with it. I remember watching this next song. I'm so glad you picked out of all of the options you could have picked.
Wow, I'm glad.
Because this is the one song I do actually have experience with.
We can sing along.
I remember doing a gay music video night with my friend Camden in her bed. And
amazing.
She had just shown me the Anaconda music video. And I was like, what even is that? And then she showed me Mr. Potato Head. Ooh.
Mrs. Potato Head.
Miss Potato Head. Sorry. Sorry, not me gendering.
Miss it. They're married and he's cheating on her.
Yeah, and she changes her face. And the music video
is botched and
crazy. And it actually made me so anxious. Like, I was so nervous.
It's uncanny. Like, people who change their face to a point of not even looking naturally human or not even looking like they did before is very much Uncanny Valley and very much the theme of the music video, which you should all watch.
You should all watch.
So, I mean, we should just listen, but I also think we should have a Melanie Martinez.
Okay, no.
Okay, right. So, this is all I get. So. Ooh.
Ooh.
If you weren't born with it, you can buy a couple ornaments. Just be sure to read the warning. Pretty soon you'll be bored of it. Ha ha, sexual. Hey girl, if you wanna feel sexual, you can always call up a professional. They stick pins in you like a vegetable. Ha ha, kids forever. suffocate. Ha ha. Kids forever, kids forever. Baby soft skin turns into leather. Don't be dramatic, it's only some plastic. No one will love you if you're unattractive. Oh, Mrs. Potato, they tell me, is it true that pain is beauty? Does a new face come with a warranty? Will a pretty face make it better? Oh, Mr. Potato, they tell me, how did you afford this surgery? Do you swear you'll stay forever? Even if her face don't stay together. Stay forever, stay forever. Even if her face don't stay together. Stay forever, stay forever. Even if her face don't stay together. Oh, Mrs. Potato, it told me, is it true that pain is beauty? Does a new face come with a warranty? Will a pretty face make it better? Oh, Mr. Potato, it tell me, how did you afford a surgery? Do you swear you'll stay forever? Even if her face don't stay together. Stay forever, stay forever.
My latest Instagram post features this song. I look beautiful in it. You're not surprised.
Superman. Oh, John. Leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Hello? This is your mother. Are you there? Are you coming home? Is anybody home? Well, you don't know me, but I know you, and I've got a message to give to you. You better get ready, ready to go. You can come as you are, but pay as you go. Pay as you go. Okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand that takes. This is the hand. There. there's always mom. Hi, mom.
I've never heard that song all the way through, actually.
That is not real. That was not real. How to make yourself dissociate 101. Listen to that song.
That 8.5 minute song. Wow. That was scary. And honestly, I think that was my best pick for Uncanny Valley, because I was explaining to Nora while the song was playing that this is a song and it fits the criteria for a song. But its level of weirdness is so high that it's just something else. And that's what Uncanny Valley is to me, low-key, high-key, middle-key, because there are people, but they're not people, but they're so close to being people, but they're not people because the way that they're almost people but not people is so unsettling that the weird factor just takes away whether or not it, you know, matters that they're even people, because it's just weird.
Clock it.
So that song was really, really scary, and it reminds me of that video that was trending during TikTok COVID where those two girls were like, "Tastes like mother's home cooking."
Yes, wait, that is so Uncanny Valley.
Who are they and what video is that? Because they go, "No, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, silly, to eat it."
And they're talking about someone's dog.
It's crazy aunt,
crazy step dog.
Yeah.
And I think those kinds of like weird, emotionless, kind of droning, weird, just those really get me. And this song makes me think about skinwalkers, you guys, because those are scary and that's uncanny because they're basically people, but not quite.
Yeah.
And another word for skinwalker is streaker. So don't forget that, because if you see a streaker, don't think, oh, that's a streaker. Could be a skinwalker, because they don't wear clothes, right?
Wait,
you
know what a streaker is? Yeah, they do.
Skinwalkers? I thought it was because it's just their skin.
Wait, no shade to streakers, girl.
Oh. You did that once?
Never.
Right.
So, yeah, skinwalkers freak me out. I have a song on, I don't know if we're going to get to it, but there's a song that I was thinking of playing.
Arca?
Nope. Body Snatchers by Radiohead, which is a song all about skinwalkers.
Oh, that's at the bottom, bro.
Yeah, I know. But I would play that for some other. I could play that anytime. That's a banger song.
It is. Though. It really is.
I honestly, I don't know if I lost the plot with my picks. I kind of just like threw a lot in there. But
I feel like you've had some good picks. And I just hope that we get to Grimes, because I don't believe Grimes is a real person. I feel like she's an Uncanny Valley experiment.
Well, if you go to TDC on Friday, honey, you're going to hear a lot of Grimes. Hello.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, she is not real. I'm thinking about the time that when, like, the day they...
I'm not real.
She broke up with...
I'm not real.
Elon... Nope.
I'm not real.
When we were listening to that song, I realized that there's an inflatable doll in the corner of the room.
This room?
Yeah, look.
I can't see it, and I don't want to see it.
It's like hiding in the corner with its arms sticking out. Look, he's so scared. Oh,
I'm so scared now.
And that's like those are an example of Uncanny Valley, and I've never noticed it here before.
I'm going to get nightmares. We need to move on. I'm going to get nightmares. Seriously.
Okay.
I don't like this anymore. Why'd you bring that up?
Okay, you were trying to freak me out by going, I'm not real.
You're right. I was trying to say that I'm not real.
And then
real.
You kept doing it. And then you low-key freaked me out when I started pointing something else out. And then you said it again. That scared me. Why am I crying?
Hi, crying. I'm scared.
Okay, wait. I think let's move on because...
Do you want to introduce this song in any way, or do you feel like it doesn't need that?
Well, I was just going to say that like we're going toe for toe with two
tit
8
for
minute...
tat. I'm not real.
Two 8.5 minute songs.
I'm not real.
And I'm not real. And the I'm thinking about that girl on TikTok who says one word, and I'm not going to say the word because I don't know if I would be able to say it on here, over and over again throughout. Like she said, she challenges herself how many times she can say it. And that's low-key uncanny. Coplop eye top.
Oh, you can't say that on here.
Well, I mean, body anatomy. But anyways.
Yeah, but if you said...
Why would I say that?
That's the same thing, in my opinion.
That's crazy.
Similar. Whatever.
Oh, God.
Let's just go. Let's just go, y'all.
Just vote.
I'm not real.
But this next song doesn't really have, like, a ton to do specifically, like, with the theme. It just kind of has, like, a really unsettling vibe.
That has to do with the theme.
The ending is, screaming and, like... It's like a two-part song. It's about one part's about like a bull getting shot, and the other half is like, nope. And the other half is like her being like, believe me, and then she says, finish him at the end over and over again, because like it's like full circle.
Put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
Also, that makes me think that... What do you think about doing an ASMR episode in the future?
I would so do that.
Because I really want to do ASMR for an hour.
Let's so do that. And can we listen to Wood Soup?
I want to do the ASMR, though.
But we can't do that, and then we can't bring all that water in here, though.
Then let's not do Wood Soup.
No, I want to... Can we play, like, a clip for, like, a 2 minutes?
Yeah, but I still want to do a little bit of ASMR.
Wait, we're going to do all the ASMR, but, like, we need some Wood Soup. That's the best ASMR ever.
I want to turn the mic all the way up and do a scalp massage.
Low-key post Bull Believer, can we run some like 20 seconds of wood soup?
Yeah, calm, I'm going to search relaxing. For a really good... We have to find a really good video of wood soup because I low-key get picky about my wood soup.
Okay, clock it.
So anyways, for the next 8.5 minutes, you will be listening to Bull Believer by Wednesday.
Which a little... preface, I've realized putting this in here, I keep playing Wednesday, and guys, this might be my new Bon Iver, girl. Like, I really? Was playing Bon Iver every single you day were. Last semester, or two semesters ago, but every time we came on the radio, I would always have one Bon Iver song. My dad would always flame me for it, and now I feel like it's Wednesday.
Your dad's a diva.
Yeah, he's sassy.
I know, he's listening right
he's
now.
He's gonna listen, yeah.
So anyways, let's for the next 8.5 minutes, buckle we'll be up. Looking for Wood Soup, and you'll be listening to this song. We will also be listening to this song, but you won't listening. Be looking up Wood Soup.
Got him right between the shoulders. Thank you.
with us.
Sitting silently, sitting silently, sitting, sitting silently, sitting silently, sitting with us.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
That's so many!
Did y'all hear that? Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
That's facts.
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All the fruits at Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm sorry.
What did you just call me?
What did you just say?
What did he say? Okay, not funny.
Sorry. Wait, the only reason I chose that PSA too, y'all, I wish we had a cam over here, but we all know that if we had a video, like if we had a face cam, you know you guys wouldn't be able to listen to us because we're so beautiful.
And you wouldn't want to listen to us because you just want to look at us.
Yeah. But I wish I could show y'all the picture that's on this paper of all this fruit. Supposed fruits and nuts over here at WMFO. I don't know who they think they're talking to.
If one of us was a fruit and one of us was a nut at Tufts Educational Radio, who would be who? I wouldn't be the fruit.
I was gonna agree with that.
That I wouldn't be the fruit?
You're definitely the nut.
Well, you're the fruit.
What? Okay, cuckoo. Okay, nut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apple.
Cashew. Come on.
Oh. Orange. You know what they call him? Annoying. They call him the annoying orange.
All right. Well, you know what they call you? Macadamia.
I like macadamia nuts.
Heart healthy but fatty.
And walnuts are good for your brain.
Clock it. But they also have arsenic in them. Or what's the other? Not. I don't know.
Potassium. Bananas have potassium.
Oh my god.
So the next song though.
Wait, I just like wanted to ask you a question.
Wait, yeah, go ahead, ask me a question. Is this what you were doing earlier today that you wouldn't tell me about?
Yeah, and it's not even like that.
He kept
serious,
a secret
y'all.
From me, guys.
So what's something that's uncanny to you?
That's uncanny?
Yeah.
When I think about the definition of uncanny, I think like that's unbelievable.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah. What's something that lives in the uncanny valley for you? Doesn't even have to be a person. It could be a concept, a thing, a place.
I guess what's kind of uncanny to me is the... Am I allowed to talk about January 6th? I have nothing political to say about it, but when it happened, I did not... really understand the significance of the situation. And honestly, I thought it was kind of funny because I didn't understand like what was going on there. I just thought that these people were storming the Capitol and that they were mad and it was just like crazy that they were doing it. But I didn't really, that was kind of uncanny to me, I guess, because it has never really cemented in my brain that was a historical moment. And it was so long ago that I don't think it's ever going to solidify how actually important that event was. But when it happened, I like didn't care at all, and everyone was talking about it because I was taking US history at the time, so like it was very relevant in the class. But I really was sitting in class and thinking, why do we care?
Okay, T. I mean, I definitely had an
interesting. And I understand. Like, similar, I know why it's important. Don't cancel me, guys. I know
I had a similar reaction where
I'm just
I was
too
like,
beautiful to care.
I took like Snapchat photos of like my TV when it was happening, being like, they mad. And like, was low key just like being a fool. But I think the next day I was like, wait, let me clock in.
Oh, also.
Yeah.
Sometimes and only sometimes. Something I think that is uncanny is looking in the mirror. And I understand that it's a reflection.
No.
But there's something else going on in there.
It's freaky.
Especially when bad things have been happening lately and you look in the mirror and you just know
it's not real.
That it's not a reflection of light, but it is someone else. That's okay. Terrifying.
Yeah, I don't want to think. I don't know if I agree with that sentiment, but it's freaky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have felt that.
It's freaky. Okay, T. To me, something that's very uncanny right now is celebrity culture. I think it has been for a while, but like I think just like, I don't know. Celebrities just like don't look real. They all want to look the same. And it's all this like and they all act
strange. Have you seen
strange.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, I just recently realized that she too is becoming very tiny. Well, she was always tiny, but I think all the celebrities nowadays are getting super emaciated. Is that the word? Super skinny.
Yeah.
And also, Millie Bobby Brown has long bleach blonde hair now, like extensions, like,
yeah.
What's it called? Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh my God,
Millie
that show is not real.
She used to be bald. She used to be bald and go, "You may say I'm a dreamer." Who is she now?
Okay, yeah. I mean, her hair grew back.
Okay.
She wasn't perma-bald.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to put her on my list, though, which this is a good segue into. I have a list of uncanny, I guess it's not really celebrities, it's kind of just artists, musicians.
I didn't know that you were doing this.
You didn't hear me ask you, what are some uncanny artists? That's why I was acting such a fool.
I didn't know why you were asking me that you were making a master list.
I made a list.
Who did I say that wasn't an artist? An uncanny artist. I mentioned someone. Who knows?
Millie Bobby Brown is on that list now, even though she's not a musician.
But rapid fire
well, she sang
list.
That song. Yeah, I'm just going to read the list. Benny Blanco, Somber, Gracie Abrams, Benny Blanco, Marshmello, Netspend, Alex Warren, Kanye as of recent, Benny Blanco, Cupcake but in a positive way, ?
Yeah.
Demi Lovato, Sam Smith and Kim Petras together and separate, The Yodeling Kid from Walmart, Shaboozy. Oh.
Okay. I have something to say about Ty Myers.
Is that his name?
I love him.
Okay, well. Camila Cabello, especially after her newest album, The Neighborhood, especially after their newest album.
Really?
BBL Drizzy, the BBL Drizzy song. And just the concept of BBL Drizzy, and then Benny Blanco.
That's crazy because some of those I wouldn't even agree with, but most
like
of them
who?
I would.
Let's fight.
Benny Blanco. I'm kidding.
Benny Blanco.
Ty Myers is very real to me only because I listen to his current music because it's good. It's really sad though.
All right.
And who you mentioned... I was thinking Selena Gomez, but only when she was walking on the street with Shawn Mendes in there, like, crazy
Camila Cabello. Outfit. Camila Cabello.
Oh, wait. I get that mixed.
Your next question. I don't know. But okay.
Can I see your list so I can tell you who I think is...
Shaboozy?
Do you I don't like know Shaboozy? Who that is.
In
who
the
is
bug,
before...
In the bug in Fuzzy.
I don't like that.
Me neither.
Oh, so I totally think that... I don't agree with The Neighborhood only because I liked their latest album.
Really?
And I guess I'm not trying to say that whether or not you did or didn't like it, but I guess I feel like they're real to me because I got enjoyment from that and I wasn't really unsettled.
Period.
So, wow. What a list. If I was going to add anyone, I would add Frankie Grande.
Oh, my favorite.
Frankie Grande isn't real.
That's representation where it matters. Love that. I kind of agree with that. Also, back on the BBL Drizzy song, I just want to double down on that one because I should have put that as much as Benny Blanco because that was not real. Can we talk about that? How is that not
AI?
How
does the song go?
BBL Drizzy. BBL Drizzy.
Was Drake on that?
No, it's about Drake. It's made by Metro Boomin.
It was made by Metro Boomin. Why did he do that?
Because they were beefing when the Kendrick beef.
BBL Drizzy?
Yeah, he made like a joke song about him. But how is that not AI? It literally sounds like an AI song. That's uncanny.
I don't
uncanny.
Like that at all. It
Me
is
neither.
Uncanny.
And people put that on their playlists.
Bro, I
Wrap
know
it
because
up.
I probably did that.
Wrap it up, bro.
Well, I guess so.
Low-key, we should.
We gotta wrap it up. It's getting to the hour, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I know that you have been listening to 91.5
FM. W.
M.
F.
F.
Wait, wait, wait. W.
M.
F.
O.
Med.
Ferd. All right. That's what you've been listening to. And I guess we'll finish off with, we got Abby by Mitski, which is kind of similar to Oh Superman, but it's very much like, who am I? What am I? Do I have meaning? What is going on? And then after that, we have Freak by Feeble Little Horse, because you guys Feeble are our little horse. Freaks. You guys are our little freaks.
Feeble little horse.
I'm just a feeble little horse. I called someone, I think I called my friend Bryce a feeble little horse the other day, but I don't think anyone got the reference.
Right.
Why would I call someone a feeble little horse if it wasn't to reference the band Feeble Little Horse?
Clock it.
So with that being said, we're going to listen to some Mitski and smile, I guess. All right.
Bye.
I am hungry. I have been hungry. I was born hungry. What do I need? I am something. I have been something. I was born something. What could I be? There is a light that I can see, but only it seems when there's darkness in me. There is a dream that I sometimes see that only appears in the dark of sleep.